Chapter 12. Forget About Love.
1 day when I was a college student, my roommate, Peter, was lying on his bed, gazing up at the dirty ceiling, as if he could see heaven up there. Suddenly he said, "Rosetta and I are in love. We're going to get married. We're going to share a lifetime of joy. We're going to grow old together." I turned to him and said, "Are you sick? Maybe you should take your temperature." He looked over at me. "Huh?" he said. He hadn't heard me. "How long have you and Rosetta been dating?" I asked.
6 months.
"And what have you done together?"
"Huh?
What have you done together?"
"What do you mean?"
"We've been out dancing a lot. We've gone to see movies. You've held hands and gazed into each other's eyes."
"Yeah. What are you getting at?"
"What I'm getting at is all you've ever done is lovey-dovey things," I said. "Those things have nothing to do with marriage." He looked at me like I had just said the most incredible thing in the world. His mouth hung open. He couldn't say a word. "Now I would like to tell you exactly what I told him. Here it is. If you want to get married and you want your marriage to succeed, forget about love. First of all, love doesn't last. Sure, it's wonderful at first. You get this special feeling inside, like your belly is a meadow full of happy dancing butterflies, and you feel as if you could jump up to the sky and leap from cloud to cloud. You walk around with a huge smile stretching your face. Everything in your life is beautiful. You used to hate broccoli, but now you love it. People break in front of you in line at the grocery store, but you don't care. You're in love. Nothing can bother you. Nothing can enter your brain but love, love, love. But then one morning you wake up, and love's gone. And just like that, you fall 200 meters from your cloud, and if you were foolish enough to have gotten married, you land right in divorce court. Second, love is an illness. Yes, an illness. Why do you think people talk about love fever and the symptoms of love? Check your dictionary. A symptom is a sign that you are sick or are developing some disease. A fever is an example of a symptom. Do you get fevers when you're perfectly healthy? Of course not. The poet Robert Graves put it this way: "Love is a universal migraine, a bright stain on the vision, blotting out reason." I can translate that into everyday English. When you're in love, your head aches so bad you can't stand it. You can't see anything clearly. You become absolutely stupid. Your ability to think leaps out of your head and drowns itself in the nearest toilet. Do you understand what I'm telling you? When you are in love, you cannot think straight. You make foolish decisions. You're sick. And when you're sick, you shouldn't be making marriage plans. Here's my advice to you if you want to end up in a successful marriage. Get out a piece of paper and write down what you want to do with your life. What role are you willing to play? What role do you need your life partner to play? What do you want in the future? For example, you'll have 2 children, not 3, not 4. You'll work as a hospital administrator. At the age of 40, you'll make at least $80,000 a year. You will not live in the country. You will not live in the suburbs. You'll only live in a city neighborhood. You need to marry a woman who is satisfied with all this. You need to marry someone whose desired role is compatible with yours. Don't worry about love. It's not important. Write down the details of the daily lifestyle you want. Write down all your pet peeves. You'll read to your children in bed, but you'd prefer that your wife handle the diapers. You don't mind doing the dishes, but you hate vacuuming. You'll cook, but only breakfast, and you're suspicious of people who drink hot tea in the morning instead of coffee. You're not interested in traveling abroad. It takes you 5 minutes to shop for a pair of underwear, not 5 hours. At night, you definitely want to watch the national news and at least an hour of sports. When your boss asks you to work overtime, you never say no. You can't stand people who leave the bathroom mirror steamed up. You squeeze the toothpaste tube from the bottom up. You've got to have a real Christmas tree every year, not one of those plastic jobs. Okay. Write down as much of this kind of stuff as you can. 20 or 30 pages should be good. Then give all the pages to your aunt. Your aunt should be at least 60 years old and not see very well. Ask her to find someone who would like to live with the guy described in your pages. Marry whoever your aunt finds, sight unseen. Don't exchange photographs beforehand. I know. Some people are going to say that no matter how well you sort out potential partners, unless there is a true and deep love, you will not be able to work out all the disagreements that are sure to arise. But I say they are crazy. If you have to live in New York and your partner has to live in California, then it doesn't matter how much you love each other. You are not going to work out your problem, and your relationship is not going to last. Trust me, this is the only way to go. Forget about love and be happy.